President Bush says he wants a full-fledged national debate about what to do with Iraq. After meeting with 18 congressional leaders yesterday, the president told reporters that doing nothing about Iraq is not an option. He said he wants Congress and the UN Security Council to consider the merits of taking military action. Commentator David Frum already is convinced that the United States should take the offensive and remove Saddam Hussein from power.
For 200 years, the military strategy of the United States has been based on a simple rule. Let the other guy throw the first punch. President Lincoln let the Confederates shoot first at Fort Sumter. President Wilson did not enter the First World War until German submarines had killed hundreds of Americans. We all know about Pearl Harbor. This rule was based on the observation that America was far from potential enemies. It could afford to absorb that first punch. As Franklin Roosevelt said after German submarines attacked an American destroyer in October 1941, history has recorded who fired the first shot. In the long run, however, all that will matter is who fired the last shot. After September 11th, though, this first punch rule looks less tolerable. Before September 11th, the United States knew that Osama bin Laden was an enemy. We knew that he was hiding in Afghanistan, shielded by the Taliban government. We even had a plan for attacking and destroying him. We did not use it. Why not? We hesitated to go after Osama for many of the reasons we now hear against going after Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Afghanistan was a sovereign country. Invading it might violate international law. Our allies would not like it. And anyway, weren't there bigger problems in the world? Now the issue is Iraq. Like Osama, Saddam hates America. Like Osama, Saddam has a history of terrorism. Unlike Osama, Saddam is on the verge of acquiring nuclear weapons and already possesses deadly chemical and biological weapons. I, for one, would prefer not to find out what he wants them for. September 11th should teach us that danger is not remote anymore. It may be just a short plane ride away. It may already be hiding in a sleeper cell inside this country. We are told not to worry. Inspectors will stop Saddam from deploying his weapons of mega death. But the inspection regime of the 1990s was a failure, and a new regime will fail even more dismally because the price for persuading Saddam to accept inspectors is the elimination of the economic sanctions against Iraq. Such a deal would give Saddam tens of billions of dollars more a year to spend on deadly weapons. In return, the United States would get to play another 100 rounds of a high-stakes game of Mother May I Look in the Cupboard. There are other bad regimes in the world, but Saddam is unique. Unlike the mullahs of Iran, he is in no danger of being overthrown by his own people. Unlike the warlords of Africa, he is rich and powerful. And unlike the rulers of China, he has proven himself reckless and trigger-happy. He is a lethal menace. He won't go peacefully. So we need a new rule. Uncle Sam gives no more free punches. This time, we punch first.
The comments of David Frum, a former speechwriter for President Bush and author of the forthcoming book, The Right Man, The Transformation of George W. Bush.